Ezra chapter 3, and the message tonight is about the God who is aware of the infirmities of his people within and without. Ezra chapter 3, look at verse 10. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals. Verse 11. And they sang one to another in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, saying, For he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' houses, the old men that had seen the first house, when the foundation of this house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. Now, Haggai chapter 1, Haggai 1. Haggai chapter 1, verse 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Verse 12. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, Joshua, and all Israel, and so forth, it says that they hearkened, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God in the words of Haggai the prophet. Now, look in chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 3. Because this refers to what I read you in Ezra chapter 3. It says, Who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, Zechariah, chapter 4, Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the top stone with shoutings of grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me. For who hath despised the day of small things? For these seven shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro through the whole earth. Let us speak to God again in prayer. Now, Father, we give thee thanks for the portions of thy word which we have read. Thou hast taught us, our God, that you have described your people in various ways, the flock of slaughter, the children of glory, the children of hope. Thou hast described them in so many ways, and we are thankful, our God, for the lines that have fallen unto us. we pray our God that what we have read in this portion and what we have considered in past weeks, we shall take to heart, and that what happened to Israel shall not happen to us, but that a word that has been spoken by thee shall be taken to heart, and there shall be a reprieve. Thou art able to do this. So our God, bless the portions to our hearts that we've read. We confess our sins, be faithful and just to forgive and cleanse. Glorify the name of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and by thy Spirit accomplish all that you desire to be accomplished in the hearts of thy people. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Amen. It would be good if preachers could always preach the second message that comes from God. I found that the Christians always enjoy the second message that comes from God, that they dislike the first message that comes from God. And in these past weeks, I have told you about the first message that Haggai brought to the children of Israel. Consider your ways, consider your ways. And then he indicted them in all of the excuses they made for not doing the work of God. He told them about their selfish, their self-centered purposes in life. And he said, and because of these things, these are the consequences. That is the first message of God. And I do not like to preach that first message of God because Christians are not happy when you preach that first message of God. But you cannot get to the second message of God until you have preached the first message of God and God's children have embraced, have accepted, and have acted upon that first message. Do you realize that for 17 years, only the first message preached by Haggai could be brought to the people of God? You're fortunate. I'm here just a few weeks, and if you give expository preaching, you have to go from chapter 1 to chapter 2. And you have to tell them the second message, whether or not they have accepted the first message and have acted the way the children of Israel did. And so for that reason, if I tell you good things tonight about you, they are false unless you have accepted the first message from Haggai. But since I'm telling you both things of Haggai 1 and Haggai 2, I have to tell you both. So if you have done as Zerubbabel, the civil leader, Joshua, the religious leader, and the remnant of Israel did, if you have done that way, then the second message is to you. But if not, you are as guilty and are as deceived in thinking that it's true of you as the unsaved when they hear Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. When did he become your shepherd? But it's a beautiful psalm. But unless you have taken Christ as your Savior, the Lord is not your shepherd. And unless you have embraced the first message of Haggai, then the second message of Haggai is not true concerning you. The second message was this after the first. I'm with you, saith the Lord. Remember what Christ said? When he was speaking to those two on the road to Emmaus, he said, O fools and slow of heart, to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ, behooved it not the Christ, to have suffered these things and to have entered into his glory? It would be a good thing if Christ could enter into his glory, but it would be a denial of all that God prophesied concerning him, and there would be no salvation. The sufferings and the glory that should follow, and the preaching of repentance and reproof and rebuke. And when that is accepted, then the second message from God
I am with you, saith
the Lord. Some preachers never will tell you the first message from God. One that I love and admire, when he was spoken to by another commended brother about this, he said, I am a peaceable man. He never preached hard.